Do you know you can shout about nothing sometimes? I give you a prophetic word. You can shout, you can run, flip over chairs. If you do nothing when you leave, it was just a word. It does nothing. You just shouted over nothing. So for many of you, unless you call to the fivefold, and most of you are not, say your pulpit is to the public, which means that you need education to unlock things for your life. Don't waste your time. Go to school, get your certificates, get your associates, your bachelors, your masters, your doctrines, if you're serious about changing positions. Wherever you at currently, if it hasn't, if what you already have, as far as experience and knowledge, that's where you're going to stay until you transition to do something different. When you want to lose different, I placed posted a beautiful clip about LeBron James. If you're not going to put the work in, stop looking for stuff. If you're not going to put the work in to change your life, stop looking for stuff. And you can lay out on the altar for 42 years to your mustache and your beard and your hair turn gray. Without your key, you still going to be in the same position because you haven't transitioned. Say change position. Now, I'm telling you the truth. I've been doing this for many, many years. I've heard probably every sermon you can think of. I've heard prophets and prophetesses and people tell people all kind of stuff. And guess what? They still in the same position they was 15, 20 years ago. Say, if you want to change position, change what you know, change your efforts, and God will bless you. Do you believe me? You should believe me. And that fits into my next point. You shouldn't have insurance on a cell phone and you don't have life insurance. You should not have insurance. Get you a nice cover, Walmart, 19, or just go to the Goodwill like I do. I bought this for $1.99 at the Goodwill. Somebody else paid $49.99 for it, not me. Get you a nice cover, but you're doing something extremely foolish. If you have children and a wife, and you got a cell phone with insurance or a car with insurance, and you don't have life insurance for your family. And I only say that because I'm sick of GoFundMe pages because somebody didn't handle their business when they had time. Should you be talking to this about people about this in church? The money not coming to me, so I'm helping you. Say he helping you. It's not coming to me. But Proverbs 13:22 says, this is how, like if you messed up a lot in life and you don't have, you know, investments work according to time. You didn't have no investments. You didn't have nothing like that set aside for your wife and your children. The way you can leave an inheritance, like Proverbs 13:22 does, says a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, right? You can take care of all that with a good insurance policy. And most of y'all are young enough really to do both of them. But it's my responsibility. Come on, say it louder. It's my responsibility. People hate owning their stuff. Say it's my responsibility to make sure I'm buried the way I want to. And my kids and my wife or my husband, if you the breadwinner, don't struggle if you transition. And you know you dying every day, right? In 70 years, 80 years, nobody in this room, minus some of these babies and these young people, you might be around. But most of us ain't going to be around, definitely not in 100 years. My wife, you're going to be a mommy girl. You're not going to be around in 100 years unless Jesus come back. But you got an opportunity to get yourself settled. And I do that a couple times a year because people don't handle their business good enough for me. And it's time for us to handle your business so somebody else don't have to do it, right? That's the mark of maturity. Should you be talking about this in church? If more pastors would, a lot of the churches would have these problems as things and things happen in life. And every day you get up, every day we get up, we're one day closer to our transition from this life. And don't drink the devil's Kool-Aid, right? There are some people making it 120. I seen this lady, man, 129 years old, documented, birth certificate, everything. 129 years old, 27 years old, right? Still in her right mind, looked good. How do you know that's the exception to the rule? If you get there, you are extremely blessed. Oh, you've been on, they just gonna use you for the Green Mile or something, I don't know. Grab your Bibles. Did y'all watch the Green Mile or not? Okay, you should have laughed then. Because this ain't no laughing sermon, so I'm trying to loosen you up some. This, say, this ain't no laughing sermon. And you know I don't play.